To review, here's your excellence in marketing mindset mantra. I'm going to say it twice, and I invite you to try to say it along with me the second time. I am committed to listening to my customers and solving their problems. I will let the market tell me how to serve them and what to sell them. I will niche my products and services and find my most lucrative and dependable market segments. I will spend my marketing dollars wisely. I will package and price my products and services so that my customers clamor for them. I will communicate effectively at every touch point. I will cultivate a great marketing support team. I will keep up with changes in marketing tactics, and I'll constantly be testing new messages and techniques, and I will generate plenty of high-quality leads for my sales team to close. Let's say that one more time. I am committed to listening to my customers and solving their problems. I will let the market tell me how to serve them and what to sell them. I will niche my product and services and find my most lucrative and dependable market segments. I will spend my marketing dollars wisely. I will package and price my products and services so that my customers clamor for them. I will communicate effectively at every touch point. I will cultivate a great marketing support team. And I will keep up with changes in marketing tactics and constantly be testing new messages and techniques, and I will generate plenty of high-quality leads for my sales team to close. So now rate yourself. Think about how you are doing in the critical key performance area of marketing, and rate yourself from 5 to 95%. If your marketing is going extremely well, if you're consistent in all of your messages, if the leads are pouring in and your marketing dollars are being spent very, very wisely, if you have solved that marketing dilemma to where you know that every time that you put a quarter into your marketing expenses, that you get a dollar's worth of revenue out the other end, then congratulations. Give yourself a very high score, maybe 80, 85, or 90%. On the other hand, if you're really not doing marketing very well at all, if you're not clear in what your marketing messages are, if you're not clear on the value of your products and services, if you haven't found your market segment yet, and if you don't have a great marketing support team, you may rate yourself much, much lower. This becomes the second part of your business foundation profile that we'll continue to fill out as we discuss the other key performance areas. Now think of something that you can do right now to improve your probability of success or accelerate your growth in the area of marketing. Create some goals around those one or two things, make a 90-day plan, and do the work. And above all, don't beat yourself up. Take great pride in knowing that now you have a great marketing education and you're making great progress on your business. The next key performance area is in sales. Take a few minutes break, process all of this great information on marketing, and then proceed to the next section. This is Paul Hoyt. Thanks for listening.